I don't think ever in our wildest dreams we thought there'd be a scoreline that convincing today, to be honest. So I suppose we had a hairy first few minutes, and we let in 1-1 straight away. But as soon as the girls settled themselves and got into the game, they just took off, and I never really looked back after that. So it was kind of like we couldn't really believe. I don't think how convincing it was in the end. But credit to the girls, it was just a super performance. They never let up.
You led at half time. You had the wind in your faces for the second half, but it didn't seem to faze your players at all.
No, not really. I suppose it was a bit of a concern at half time, the fact that the wind was so strong, and we had a nice lead. I'm not sure what it was, but we had a nice lead, but you just never know. And, you know, with legs getting tired and everything, you know, it is a concern that the others, of course, would come back at you, but they really just plowed on, and we just didn't want to sit too deep and kind of get caught out. So we kept on the attack as well and kept the scoreboard ticking over. And I think that was probably crucial to it in the end as well.
And this is turning into a pretty special sporting year for the Mercy College, Lisa. Your under-19 basketball team, All-Ireland Senior League and Cup winners, and now your senior Gaelic football team, Connacht champions.
Yeah, it's remarkable, really. I mean, it's there's just been such a brilliant buzz around the school over the last few weeks, and it's hard to follow the basketball success there. But look, I'm thrilled for the girls. You know, they've put an awful lot of work into this over the year and in the last number of years to get some success at the football as well. And it's been a long time coming. So, you know, it's just going to continue the good buzz in the school now. And our year finishes now as well. But, you know, even going into the years ahead, hopefully there'll be just a lovely momentum from it.